Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Pat Brady is a regular. He joins us every Wednesday at this time. I'm sure that if you've been around Chicago or Illinois at all, you know or you've seen Pat Brady, Senior Vice President of Mercury Public Affairs, and you may know him as a former federal and state prosecutor or chairman of the Republican Party for Illinois. How are you today, Pat?
Great, Lisa. How are you doing?
Good. Are you a Southside? Are you a Sox fan or a Cubs fan?
I'm a college basketball fan.
Oh, man. Who do you have your money on?
Oh, they're my Arizona Wildcats. Can we get a matchup after the 2005 game that we lost? But, yeah, no, this is my favorite time of year for college basketball. Kevin Paul and I did a Lincoln Forum right after the brackets came out. We did all the bracket picks. So very exciting
great.
Time if you like college basketball, which I do.
He does, too. He said it's his favorite time of year. He's in the booth right now at Wrigley, so he's not here to weigh in. But, yeah, that is dominating our TV here at the farm as well. So I'm married to a college basketball fan. So, Pat, I know that inflation is on the top of everybody's mind. It doesn't seem to be getting any better.
No, it's gotten worse. In fact, there were some horrible numbers out this morning, I think 4.2%. I think the Fed targets like 2%, and we're well above that. And the initial driver of that inflation, or keeping inflation higher around 3%, not high, but higher than it should have been, was the tariffs. Now, some of that's rolling back, but these fuel prices, gas prices are crushing us. It's up $1 a gallon. I mean, after this war, so we're 4 weeks in. So one of the things the president said he was going to do is combat inflation, and it appears it's going the opposite direction. So that's creating problems for Republicans all over the country, and Republicans are losing special elections all over the place. They lost 2 this week, and Florida flipped pretty red seats to blue. So something's got to turn around for the Washington team, or it's going to be a bad cycle for Republicans.
Well, and we all experience the pain at the pump. Hell, I had to – that word slipped out of my mouth because I felt like I was talking to you at my kitchen table. But when I had to pay $81 to fill up the tank yesterday, I was not happy. And the truckers are paying $5.19, $5.45 for a gallon, and all of that is going to come back and hit us again in the pocketbook.
No, it's going to hit us everywhere. Airfares, everything. I mean, there's so much we use for – fuel-based products. It's just a bad, very, very bad development. And that's the one thing about the war that will hit politically the quickest is just this kind of numbers, that things are just costing more. People are just kind of fed up with it. So I hope we can come to a resolution soon, because it seems to me like I'm all for getting rid of the bad actors in Iran and containing their nuclear weapons or whatever they have left of it. But this is really hurting Americans, and hopefully they're going to come to some resolution in the next couple of weeks.
And are we putting troops on the ground?
The president says no, but then we send the 82nd Airborne over there. It looks like we're going to try to get one of those islands around there. So I don't know. I wish I did get the intel briefings every morning, but I don't. So I think that's a big step forward in escalation if we do. I think the involvement of these other countries around Iran is a scary prospect. So the whole thing seems to be right now going in the wrong direction. So I'm hoping and praying that cooler heads prevail and we can actually get something done. But it's tough dealing with the Iranians. It's not a good group. They hate us and they want to destroy Israel. So it's a very, very delicate and tough situation that seems to be kind of going the wrong direction right now.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
The mayor yesterday stood in front of the latest snowplow, which is ironic because it was almost 70 degrees yesterday. I'm like, didn't we put those away for the winter? But it was an abolish ICE or something along those lines. That was the title, the name of the snowplow. I don't know if that's something someone submitted, because that's usually how they do it. But in light of the murder of Sheridan Gorman and, of course, the contractor who was shot in the head not far from the United Center yesterday, of course, his offenders are not immigrants. Her offender that has been charged is. people are saying that's tone deaf, but that's not how he thinks, is it? He will stand on that hill and work against ICE as long as he's mayor. Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah, and I think probably his problem is, and I give him credit for this, he is a very far-left believer. He believes in the social democrat notion of government, which is big government, big involvement, soft on law enforcement, soft on crime. Part of the problems that you have in the state is a guy like Brandon Johnson, the mayor, very powerful, doesn't believe in some of the law enforcement things that we need. We haven't retooled the Chicago police, although we have a great superintendent now. We're still down on the number of officers. He just takes a different worldview, and I give him credit for sticking with it, but his poll numbers are horrific. So I can't imagine, unless they get too many people running, a year from now, basically, that he's going to stay in office. But I give him credit for sticking with what he believes in, but I don't think that the voters are buying what he's selling.
And when are we ever going to get the police department up to staff? I heard the police chief of St. Louis, when they had a big teen takeover down there, she just came out and said, look, we don't have enough officers. We can't go out and manage these situations until we can beef up our staff. And it seems to be a problem not just in Chicago or the Midwest, but across the nation.
Yeah, and that's the political ideology of a lot of these states that are governed by the socialist Democrats, whatever you want to call them. They don't like law enforcement. They don't like police. They blame police for everything, which to me is, listen, there have been problems. We get it. But that's not the source of all the problems necessarily. And I think this police force is a lot different than it was when I was a young prosecutor, and changes have been made. And they're all, I think, fundamentally good people. And we should support the police, and we need more of them. What about our CTA? You can't even, the L is scary right these days. And yeah, there's so many problems with, and these aren't complicated problems in the short term. You can fix it. Hire more police officers and put more police on the street and protect the citizens. It's just crazy to me, this notion that, we're going to fix this with just throwing more money at the problem. Yeah, it's a complicated problem. It probably requires a partial long-term solution to deal with some structural deficiencies in the way our cities run. But right now, put more police on the street. That he doesn't seem to want to hear that, and he doesn't care, and he's going to just ride into the sunset, I think.
Isn't it a budget issue?
It is. It's a budget issue. I don't know all the details of the budget to explain it completely, but to me, the top priority of any government, federal or state or local, is protection of its citizens. And if you're not doing that, then put everything else aside until you do that. But that doesn't seem to be the way they want to roll, and we all pay for it. It's just frustrating because I think it's such a great city with so much to offer, and crime seems to overshadow all of it. And him standing in front of an ICE truck, great. I don't know what that does for the city, but it gets him a press pop.
Always great to talk to you, Pat. When I watch
you too, Lisa. See ya.
When I watch see Arizona, ya. I'll be thinking about you.
All right. See ya. Thanks, Lisa. See ya.
And secretly cheering for Michigan.